It's back on the Boss Man Show on your radio. She gets for you out of the Bay Area. She's an actress, model, influencer, all around Bay Area kind of girl. Quania Love Jones here with me. What's up with you, Bay Area? Talk to me. How's life out there?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. We got some good weather. I'm getting ready to go hiking. It's a good day.
Hiking. Okay. I hear you. Hiking.
Yes.
So you got some special hiking boots. Is that how you do that? You got a hiking out attire and gear you wear to go hiking? Since you are a model.
Actually, don't. I just kind of, you know, do something a little more casual. Some leggings, you know, sports bra type deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
If the brothers love leggings, I'm telling you. They love leggings. They love them. Y'all wear them. They love them. I gotta ask you, you're a female. To ladies out there, I ask the question all the time. Some people wear leggings as like underwear and clothes all the time. Like, what's up with that? Like, I'm like, what is this? Like, that's not like, you know, like, okay. I'm in Walmart, yes. Leggings and the shower cap and the bonnet. So I'm like, really? That's what we doing? Did you not take no bath or brush your teeth? Or
oh my God.
Up in the Walmart with leggings and the bonnet on and the shower cap. What are we doing?
Oh my goodness. Well, I definitely don't be doing that. But leggings are very comfortable. Very comfortable.
Oh yes, I bet. I understand. I bet. Sometimes too comfortable, obviously.
I guess so.
I'm like, what are we doing in Walmart? What are we doing? But I do laugh. Okay, I'm going to be real with you. You know what I love when I'm in Walmart, when somebody bends over to pick up someone and the wig fall off the head. They wig fall off. I love that.
Oh, my God.
I love that. Oh, that's your real head. Uh-oh, you got BBs in your head. Yeah, that's I'll be honest about that. I gotta be honest with you about that. I'm dirty. I know I laugh. I'm dirty. That's me doing that stuff, folks. I know I'm dirty, people. I know it. I know I am. I get you.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Hey, Walmart should be its own reality TV show.
Okay, I can see that.
Look, get Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Let's go to Walmart in Atlanta. Let's do that. You got folks. Look, I see the fakes of the fakest bodies, and
oh my,
I see the wigs falling off, the crackheads asking you to asking for a kid inside the store.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I see it all, man. Walmart. If I need show content, go to Walmart.
Right.
Sit in the parking lot or go inside. I got material for you. All day. Well, Quania, tell us about your modeling career. What made you want to become a model? Because you're a very beautiful young lady. What made you want to get into this game and show the world your beauty?
Oh, thank you for saying that. I pretty much got started when I was 12. So Okay. Just a relative, pretty much like needed me for a fashion show last minute, and I filled in. And then when I got on the stage for the first time, I just fell in love with it. It was amazing, like the feeling that I got. And I just wanted more, you know what I mean? I wanted to continue to feel that way, being on like, you know, runway stage, even though I'm actually like a shorter model, but I've had some great opportunities. So it's just, it's a passion of mine.
Yeah, cause you know, I feel like it's cool because I feel like modeling is expanding the brand so much because they want to put you in one box per se, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so, you know, especially if you're not a pencil, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you have some curves to you, you plus size. We can't really use you because you got a little too much working with jeans. And you know, that, to me, it's not fair. Like,
mm-hmm.
Bodies are different. Okay.
That's and right.
Beauty is beauty.
That's and right.
You may wear something better than somebody who's a pencil because it fits better. rather than just skin and bones and skin and bones walking. So how have you overcome those people, those old school mindsets, only want a certain body type, modeling their clothes and in their shows?
So I actually started off as a pencil.
Okay.
And then I gained weight, you know, like as I grew older. And I really, honestly, I haven't had too many issues like in regards to that. But I've definitely seen some stuff. I can definitely say that I've seen some stuff happen where agencies will turn down a model because her butt is too big, you know, that aren't very, very thin. And then I know for me personally, I've had like a hard time maybe with like certain attire. If it's a designer that more so makes their clothes for like a woman that doesn't have a bigger bust. So, you know, of course it'd be hard for you to model for that brand because the clothes weren't made to fit a larger bust. You know what I mean? So it's been situations like that, but I've had a lot of love though. I had more love. So I'm grateful. And I try to, you know, push body positivity, you know, on my platform.
Yeah. Because it's so important because like you said, you know, everybody has their persuasion. You know what I'm saying? So like,
and that's right.
I feel like, hey, every woman can help your agency out because everybody has their different taste. So when you cut out people just because of you have this cracker box little like way of thinking, like, oh, if you're not this, I can't use you here. No, that's not right because, as you said, push the positivity is what you want to do as you're doing on your platform. I feel like people like you can help in that regard, because I feel like I know women here in Atlanta who want a model who have a hard time because of things you just mentioned in your answer there.
Yes, and a lot of agencies now, like the world has changed so much, so they are becoming more inclusive as far as different body types now, but like say 10 years ago it wasn't so much like that. So it's beautiful to see where the world is now with all that, and a lot of people are advocating for body positivity, you know, and hiring models that are thick or have curves, you know, and it's highlighted. It's beautiful.
Yes. And what are your favorite kind of events to do or shows to do? What are your favorite types to do? Because I'm interested in knowing, what are you more of a runway? Are you more of a, you know, doing a event at a ball or red carpet? What is your kind of field that you want to cover in your career there?
So for me, I really love actually doing more so like photo shoots and stuff, but the ones that are like very creative, you know, where you can like really dig in and like do some stuff that's out of the box. That's more I love doing that. Definitely. But I mean, events are always exciting, you know, to participate in, like if it's just as long as it's like lively, you know, and they have fun activities involved, you know, it's nice to dress up, hit the red carpets. That's always wonderful.
Yeah. Like doing a hiking photo shoot, doing some hiking.
Yeah. For sure.
Hey, you come to Atlanta, I'll tell you, don't go to Stone Mountain ever, please. I'm just saying, don't go to Stone Mountain. Whatever you do, don't go to Stone Mountain.
Okay. Yeah,
that's embarrassing yourself, okay? That's where the KKK wizard is engraved on the mountain, okay?
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Google Stone Mountain, Georgia. That's where the KKK wizard is engraved on the mountain. And Negroes, I'll say Negroes, I'm keep it clean. Negroes actually walk up the mountain. And I'm like, are you stupid?
Wow.
You are embarrassing yourself walking up Stone Mountain.
Whoa, that's pretty serious. Wow.
Yes.
Thank you for telling me about that.
Stone Mountain National Park in Stone Mountain, Georgia, in DeKalb County. In your life, go to that mountain. I'm just telling you. But Negroes walking every day. I got to walk up Stone Mountain. And yeah, it's embarrassing at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Thank you for that piece of advice. I'll definitely be going there.
Yeah. Google Stone Mountain, Georgia. Get off this interview. Google that. You'll see what I'm talking about.
I will.
Never go to Stone Mountain in your life. Only if you're Van Jones or somebody like Van Jones. Van Jones, Steve Harvey, those types go there.
Oh
So,
my
yes, no doubt. That's what's up. So, in your photo shoots, so are you more of a like type of poses, or are you more about the background ambiance, or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both, honestly, because it gives you better tools if you have an exciting like background or just like an interesting background that fits the storyline, you know? So that's pretty cool. But yeah, posing and stuff, yeah, like I like to do that too. But then sometimes, you know, it's cool to kind of be a little more natural and not too posy. So just kind of mix it up, really.
And see, you being out in the bay, so many different great sight lines you have out there to kind of get good ambiance and background with your shoot. Because I feel like for me, the ambiance makes the photo even better for me. So,
Definitely.
the poses are one thing, but also I want to see the ambiance, the background. If it's kind of, tell me a story, because I feel like pictures tell your story. So, having that great ambiance and background tells a great story, and using your shoots to kind of tell a story. Oh, we were here, we was here, we were going here. So telling a story via photos, I think that's a great thing that when models do that, it's so impressive to see and look at as well.
Yes, a good environment is so beautiful. Yeah, I love the ambiance too. I have to agree.
Also see that you're a singer. So
Really?
yeah, I read here that you got some singing background. Do you still blow to this day, or are you just, all model all the time, or you just, do it in passing?
More so just do it in passing, and if I get an audition or something for an acting role that you have to sing for, you know, I'll go audition. But yeah, like I haven't really deeply dug into that, but I've studied it a long time, very long time, and been in choir and stuff like
Oh
that.
Lord, the choir. Y'all love the choir. I love the
Yes.
choir. I'll tell you a quick story. I was helping with the men's choir, and how some people in church would be in the choir. They'd be going all off key, singing all loud, trying to get a record deal. And I said, it's one man named Mr. K. He was like, yeah, Jesus loves. I said, MF, you ain't get no record deal today. You ain't gonna be the Temptations baritone singer, sucker. Calm your ass down. In church, I tell you, I say, like, where is your ass? Get your ass down. Y'all was, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. You ain't getting a deal. You're not getting a deal today, sir. Stay in your damn key. Yes, because I was part of the music ministry, so I'll be helping direct, and I'm like, this no good. Every time we sung every third Sunday, this joker trying to get a record deal.
Oh my God.
There's no A&R here to see you sing, sucker. You're not Kirk Franklin, not Marvin Sapp, not Fred Hammond. Stop it.
Oh my God.
We be
That's
like, bring it up, his ass. Yeah, I'm like, I said, it'd be like, I said, you shut your ass up and sing the damn song.
Right.
Hey, sing how he sung it Saturday before Saturday during practice, sucker. Sing it like that. You get this church service, you start doing. I just, oh
Yeah, people definitely do that for sure.
Or you got the pastor who wants a piano every time he's doing that. Oh yeah, that Brady doing that. He'll point at you. Play it, doing that. Is that your background noise, like a piano?
Oh my
Boy, we had that was some good times back in the day. That was some good times, boy, I tell you. Because
God.
I just be like, done it? Okay. Yeah. I said, just preach the sermon. See, that's who I am. I'm like, look, man. Okay. They're appointing. You preach the word, sucker.
Yes, exactly.
He all about the show. Third Sunday was always a fun Sunday. I'll tell you, Third Sunday was always fun. So yes, what's up? Ooh. So you studied dance and beauty and theater. I mean, that had to be a fun major.
Definitely. It was fun for sure. Lots of really cool experiences. I feel like with dance, it's been dope because, like, you know, when you study dance, you get exposed to so many like genres and like, you know, different types of music and stuff. And like your eyes are opened, you know? So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that for sure.
So acting, you the theater part of acting. So tell me about acting. Like, if you to get into a role, how does that work for you? What's your process to get into a role? Because I feel like each part is different. Each character is different. So how do you have to set your mind to get inside that role to play it the right way?
So I'm really big on character development. So usually, like, you know, of course, I check out the script and I read it like several times, you know, until I really feel it in my spirit, you know what I mean? And then from there, you know, I'm able to like become that character and think about like, okay, so based off of what you know, what does this character like, you know, what kind of food do they like? What kind of, you know, what's their favorite color? Like, you know, really, really become that person. And it helps a lot, you know, when you actually get on set and you have to make it happen, you know, you gotta be that person. Like, yeah. So it's a pretty amazing process. And some people really go far with it too. Wow. Yes.
So when you get a script, how many times do you have to read to memorize those lines? Because I know for me, radio, I have everything in front of me. I read off my commercials, my reads in front of me right here on my iPad. But for you, you have to, on set, there's no iPad. So how do you go about remembering that script, those lines, and not getting confused with a whole other line? How's it all work?
I have to study like crazy, and sometimes like I don't even get a really good amount of time. Sometimes I really might have to do it that same day of, like literally in about 10 minutes. So I had to just keep going over them lines and say it outside, you know, out loud. And it's kind of almost like you can use your musical skills. So, you know, like when you sing and stuff, like, you know, you can kind of like say it like it's a song and just keep repeating it, you know, until you remember. Oh, yeah.
Okay, because see, I think I'm lazy, man. This iPad helps me. I like, look, JR, read his commercial. Okay, yeah, okay. We're brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai will get you a new car. Yeah. I am Tyrone Coppo. Peace. Jamie Foxx Showtime. Yeah, Tyrone Coppo. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, so yeah, like, you know, it's hard for me to remember stuff these days, but I commend you for it, because when I've been asked to do stuff, I would say, can I freestyle this? Because I don't want to remember lines. I can't, because to me, I feel like I'm restricted. It can make me like a robot almost, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I can kind of remix a little bit, get my own flair to it. It's easy for me.
Yes.
So when I got to say the exact words verbatim, I'm like, I feel like I'm a robot. I'm like being like, So I want to get a freestyle a little bit.
Right. That's definitely understandable. And sometimes we do get to do that in acting, and we call it improv, you know, so we can say the lines and then kind of add our own twist to it, you know? So yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
No doubt, because, you know, like, see, I want to go off script all the time. Like, you know, like, I have a script for you, but I'm not using it right now. They gave me a script, say, hey, talk to about this. Whatever. Do what I want to do. Screw you. Yes, my team sends me these great little things. Talk to her about this and this and this. And I'm like, screw you. And screw you. I'm doing it my way. So yes, indeed. That's what's up, though. So tell us this: what's the project you have coming up, project-wise, whether it be modeling or acting-wise, we should look out for?
All right. Well, let me see. So I have a few things that are coming up. Goodness, with the names of the movies. Oh, Lord.
She needs a script, people.
No, right? Well, if you go to my Instagram, you could be kept up to date on what
Yes.
projects I have coming out. For sure, because I got a few. And yes, definitely messing with my memory right now.
Hey, I get it. She's in the Bay Area. We get that. We feel it. Hey, tell us about your website though. PrettyLittleHippie.com. I like that name.
Oh, thank you. So that's my blog website where I just kind of add just whatever I want, really. It's based off the lifestyle, my personal lifestyle and how I live it. And so, just pretty much express myself almost like a diary through the website
No
and
doubt.
also positivity and stuff, to other people, motivation.
No doubt. She's also an
Yeah.
influencer as well. So tell us about that life, the influencer lifestyle. I love to influence people via radio and entertainment. So how do you influence
Yes.
people? You using your platforms of positivity and your blog. And so tell us about that role you play as an influencer in the world here, Quania. Love
Yeah.
Jones. The Love Jones connection, Love Jones effect. Here on the Boss Man Show.
Well, with me being an influencer, it's also a very fun career. It gives me the opportunity to work with a lot of different brands and just all sorts of different people, from the creatives to those who are just much more serious and and as far as influence, it's cool to have a platform because if you have something you want to get out there to society, you can through that platform, through your channel. So I use my Instagram a lot. It's probably one of my most more favorite ones.
IG, the
yes.
place to be.
Right. So yeah, so if I wanted to promote something like body positivity, for example, I'll do a swimwear shoot or something like that, and add little hashtags. And sometimes, it can touch somebody else that may not have gotten plastic surgery and stuff, you know what I mean? And may have felt like, I don't know if I could wear that, but they're like, oh, okay, well, she wearing it. So, maybe I could wear that too, So that kind of stuff, it definitely really touches me. I've had people reach out to me before and it's really touching.
And folks, I met her on Clubhouse, the great app of Clubhouse, which is, funny, very funny in so many ways. Because Quania, did you know about Negroes charging to speak on Clubhouse? Have you heard about that?
No, not yet.
Negroes are charging to speak on stage on Clubhouse.
Oh,
This is a
wow.
free app. I thought it was free. I'm gonna pay you a Cash App to speak in your little room. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
That's the new hustle. Negroes is charging to speak on Clubhouse now in these rooms. Like, what?
Oh my God.
So I just want to put you up on a game. Be careful. Suckers are
Yes.
charging to speak. Like,
Oh wow.
what?
That's crazy.
Nah, it's hella crazy. Using your word out of the Bay. Hella
Hella
crazy.
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Hella crazy.
Hella crazy. Yeah, I met her on Clubhouse because that's a great app to meet people, network about in the industry, business.
Yeah.
So you've been on Clubhouse for a while. How do you like it so far?
I really like it. It's fun. It's only been a few weeks still, but it is so fun and beneficial. You can connect with a lot of different brands, a lot of like-minded people in general about subjects. And it's great right now because some of us are still really dealing with the pandemic as far as quarantine and got all these shutdowns and stuff. So it's nice to be able to communicate with people, socialize on similar topics, it's therapeutic. It's got a lot all mixed stuff in that app.
And you're my sixth guest from Clubhouse I've met.
Ooh,
You're my
great.
sixth guest here on the Boss Man Clubhouse show, obviously. On your radio, the Clubhouse. Yeah, Clubhouse. Sponsored by what's Clubhouse here? You know, it's been good for me, you know, meeting people like yourself and having people on the show, a credit repair person, a tax guy on the show, a marketer, a realtor, now a model. So I'm, hey, it's working out for me pretty good. You know, very diverse crowd, obviously, you know.
Yes.
Now you are in the Bay, so you know, you see, I'm wearing a Raider hat.
I see.
I did it for you because, you know, show you some love. It was the team out in the Bay there on the East Bay. Now they're in Vegas. But tell us about the Bay. What should we know about Atlanta people know about the Bay that we don't know about just in general when we come out your way?
Well, definitely, if you're in Oakland, I say that you pretty much can play your music as loud as you want to, and nobody cares. You know, like no one really cares at all, just as long as you're not in our little suburb neighborhoods. But most of Oakland doesn't have, you know, too many of the suburb neighborhoods, so you play your music like really loud, and then people will actually like be dancing, just that you don't even know. They'll just start dancing and vibing with you.
Oh yeah.
It's a sight. It's definitely a sight. But people in Oakland are very friendly, very friendly. You can easily, like, you know, just meet somebody that same day, and then y'all just hanging out and everything, like, especially over by the lake. So that's a really hot spot in Oakland, Lake Merritt.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a pretty cool place for sure. And there's like a really nice like community and like culture, and it's dope how like everybody you know, connects with one another here.
Oh yeah, and you know, I hate that the Warriors left Oakland
Yeah, me
and
too.
moved to the Chase Center because now I could have come out there, but the pandemic hit. When the Hawks played the Warriors, I was coming out to see them play. So,
Yeah.
and the pandemic happens, it didn't happen, right? But
Yeah.
I loved Oracle Arena. I love that place.
Me too. Me too.
No
It's
matter how bad the Warriors were,
great.
the fans
Oh.
showed up and gave them boys love at Oracle.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know, I miss that. I miss that about. I feel like Chase Center is kind of corporate now. They moved all the
Yes.
Silicon Valley people to get suites. It's not the same environment.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm like, I miss the
True.
Oracle Arena days, and I miss it. And I hate the Warriors lost the finals to the Raptors and the Cavs
Yeah.
because I can't stand LeBron James, and I can't stand the Raptors
Yeah.
either. So I was cheering for the Warriors because I like Steve Kerr, I like Steph, I like Draymond Green. Though he can't shoot worth a quarter, but I like him.
Yeah.
I like Klay. So like, I either no lie, I have Warriors gear up in my closet. Actually, for real, I do. You know,
Nice.
when I'm not wearing my Atlanta Hawks gear, go Hawks. I was wearing my Warrior gear because when
Nice.
you all were really good, we were very was very bad. So when we ended, we believe. Yes. Shut the
Yes.
numbers. Shut the numbers. Blue and gold. Yes. Go Warriors, go. You know, so that was
Definitely.
me. That was me. And so when I've been to the old Coliseum with the Raiders, I'm like, hey, look, the Falcons are cool, but the silver and black, the Raiders was like, man, I like them colors. You know, look at them right now, silver and black. See, right now, I'm ra Raidered up right now, obviously. So it's like,
Definitely.
I love the Bay Area. I love what y'all are about. And I love Too Short.
Oh.
My favorite song is Freaky Tales. These are tell, and I
Nice.
tell so well. I love
Oh my
that song.
God.
Doom, doom, doom. I love Too Short, man. He's so funny to me. I love his rapping style.
Is.
I
He's
love it.
definitely funny. I just actually did a music video last minute for him.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's what's up, man. Hey, I love that. Hey, dude is hilarious. I love it. E-42. I got
Yes.
five on it. Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, I know it's classic. Classic for sure.
I see. So, you know, I'm an ATL man. I love
Yes.
the Bay, especially the Oakland side of the Bay.
Yes.
The Cisco side, that ain't my speed over there. I'm good on that. Nah, I'm going on that side. See, I'm super black, so I got to be on the black side of the water. Now, crazy is that the NBA teams will stay in San Fran and drive over to Oakland.
Yeah, that is.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, why are we staying over here? I want to stay over there. I want to be over there with Deal. I want to be over here. You know, but I feel it though. I love your city. I love the vibe out there, man. It's great.
Thank you. Yes.
At the area code, like 510, into the area code.
Yes, that's right. 510.
I know I remembered it for someone. I think it's 510. I think it is. Yeah. So I got a friend of mine who's on my who's scared across the bridge behind you. That bridge, they scared across the bridge. I'm like, well, look, as long as you're driving straight, you're okay. Now, if we go in the water, we dead, but let's drive straight. Just drive straight, sucker. Don't look down. Just drive straight. Don't look it. Don't look. Just drive straight.
Yes. Don't look. That's great advice.
Look, we go in the water, we dead. We done. We gonna say, Lord, save us, hopefully. We're done. We ain't gonna survive it. Just drive straight, sucker. Don't look. Just drive straight. Right. You know, so do you cross that bridge at nighttime? Do you ever think about it? Oh my God, are you used to it?
I'm pretty used to it.
Yeah, cause when we're on the bus, or we're on the bus or something, like, the bus or whatever. As long as I look, just give me cross the bridge, I'll survive. Look, let's just, Lord bless me, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Lord help me, Hail Mary, the greatest Lord with me. All that stuff. I say all that before I cross the bridge. All right, yeah, let's do that right there. We be all right. Yeah, yeah. Lord help us all. It's funny. Hey, I'm gonna tell you what my staff has said. JR, you have not covered every topic with her. Do I care? It's funny, man. They're in my ear and in the chat telling me that I didn't cover every topic. I'm like, do I care? Are you having fun?
I am having a good time.
Yes, I'm not trying to be a robot, suckers. But yeah. But yeah, it's real fun, like you said, man. Your area is real fun. So do you ever come out this way any? Or do you ever come out to Atlanta this way sometimes?
I have not been there yet, but I do plan on coming sometime this year. Because, yeah, it's on my list. I definitely want to check out ATL.
But we're wide open, obviously. We don't have COVID here in Atlanta, obviously. We don't have COVID here, obviously.
And that was great.
I'm like, that's great. Yeah, we like cats having hookah bars and having every night the club, no mask on. I'm like, y'all jokers, woof. Ooh. I ain't that bold. I like breathing still.
yes, me too.
Yeah, like, and when we come here, we're wide open. Everything is open.
Yes, wow. Well, that's great. There is,
you can go to any club you want to. You can go to any bar, hookah lounge. Now, like I said, I don't invite because I ain't trying to die. I got asthma. So, So, look, as much as I don't like shots, I'm going to get this little vaccine they got, whatever, at Pfizer. I'm going to get that vaccine, whatever they let me get it. So, I hate shots. I hate getting the flu shot. I'm like, I'm good. I don't want that. I'm good. But this shot, I'm going to get this shot so I can breathe and live. I like being above the ground. I want to be able to sell people advertising and do interviews, obviously. can't do that from the dirt, obviously, I was told. I heard it to the grapevine. You can't do interviews from the ground, supposedly. So I don't want to try it out. So I don't want to find out. Yeah, I don't want to find out either. So, it's all good. So, folks, hey, this has been fun, Quarnia. Before you go, tell everybody again where to find you, where on Instagram and social media, they can follow you and keep up all your great work, okay?
Yes, so you guys can find me on Instagram at Quarnia Love Jones. So that's QUANIALOVEJONES, Quarnia Love Jones. And check out my website. You can click on the link tree right in the bio.
Folks, do that ASAP. do that right now. Check her out for sure, because she will entertain you on the gram for real. I follow her. Yeah. Both my accounts, I follow her. So do that. And we'll have her back on the show real soon. Hey, I told you it'd be fun. Did I not?
Yes. Yes, you did. Thank you.
I told you it'd be painless. That I wouldn't have you looking all crazy out here.
You, I appreciate it.
See, I know how to help my guest out. And I didn't go by this script that I have here on my iPad, obviously. So that helped too.
Definitely.
And folks, and I'm gonna tell you, I got here before this interview started, 3 minutes before this interview started. Seriously. I came in hot like fire. I call it Aaliyah, hot like fire. I was her, take you higher. That was me. So I made it barely on time. But we got it done here on the Weekend Boss Man Show on your radio. Folks, we're out of here. Have a good one.